Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Blog Talk Radio, of course, and this is Friends of Veterans Radio, and this is Mark Baird, your host. I'm the founder of a 501c3 nonprofit that supports U.S. veterans. It also helps U.S. residents and U.S. businesses as well. And this morning, we're going to be talking about U.S. military maintenance. And that's a business that I started for veterans to own, and it's more or less a business in a box. Everything that you need to get started, we provide for you. We try to help you start making money within the first week. But all of our members are U.S. military veterans, and today we're going to have Lex Brown on. Alex Brown is a startup business expert. And that's one of the advantages of U.S. military maintenance. Everyone's a veteran, and they all bring different skill sets and talents and knowledge to the table. And so we work as a true team in trying to help one another to succeed our mission. And our mission is ultimately to be able to employ over 100,000 veterans across the country as we continue to grow. Well, this morning, though, let's go to Alex Brown. And Alex, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. Now, you're out there in Atlanta, is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
And the name of your military maintenance business is Brave City Military Maintenance. I love that name.
Oh, thank you. Yep, that's the name.
Okay. Well, why don't you give us a little bit of your background, you know, what you did in the military, a little bit about, you know, your transition process, getting involved with U.S. military maintenance, and then just get started about the important information you want to share with us today.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mark. My name is Lex Brown. Spent about 7 years active duty in the United States Air Force. Left active duty in 2012, transitioned to the Guard, and finished about 2 more years of time serving in the Guard. Since then, been enjoying civilian life. My background is quality assurance, electronic communications. Very tech-heavy background. I currently work as a region ops manager for a top telecommunications and utility company. Also have the entrepreneurial bug, so I'm a co-founder with another veterans organization called Vets of Code. And I learned about United States military maintenance from a post that Mark put up on LinkedIn. And although I have a very tech focus, I just found that this is an absolute winning business model and that this is something that is simple if done right and executed accordingly that can become very profitable and very lucrative for any U.S. veteran to get started in. So that's what drew me to U.S. military maintenance. The initial investment is not too painful on the pockets, especially when you consider the prospects of business going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Thanks so much. You're right about that. U.S. military maintenance is a maintenance business. It has various aspects. We start out as a janitorial business, office cleaning and cleaning residential move-ins and move-outs, apartments, condos, and houses that are for sale or for rent. And that creates an opportunity for us to hire a lot of other veterans to do the work as well. And so it's really taken off quite well across America, and we're really looking forward to a lot of success in the future. I actually had this business for 35 years, and I was able to build up my janitorial business and sell it 6 different times and then start it 6 different times. And so we're really quite confident that anyone who follows this plan will have the same kind of success that I've had and that other U.S. military maintenance members have had across the country. But let's get to the talents, the skills, and the knowledge that Alex has that he brings to the table. I've been able to talk to him at some extent, and he's a very intelligent man who has a lot of important information, I believe, for anyone who wants to start a business, not just U.S. military maintenance. And so why don't we get started into that. As a new U.S. military maintenance owner, Lex, what are some of the key action steps you've taken towards establishing your business so far?
All right. So I've got a very brief list here. First and foremost, as a newly minted USMM owner operator, the first thing that I found very vital to do especially when it comes to credibility when starting for accounts, is going ahead and incorporating the business and registering any doing business as names necessary up front. I know a lot of people across America, they launch a small business, and it's not necessarily important at the beginning to incorporate, but you absolutely should do that first thing. And some of the reasons to do that is because of personal asset protection, additional credibility and name protection, as mentioned earlier, and then also taxes, tax flexibility with the IRS. You definitely want to go ahead and form whatever type of entity, be it an LLC, which is a limited liability corporation, C corporation, so on and so forth. So definitely do your research and go ahead and incorporate. The second thing I did was obtain a tax employment identification number, a federal tax ID number for the business, as well as a state tax ID number. Now, these are both things that you can acquire for free, even though if you go to a site like Rocket Lawyer, Legal Shield, LegalZoom, different sites like that, and you incorporate, they're going to offer to retrieve those things for you at a cost. And I would say, I would highly recommend, do not pay that extra cost, because all you have to do is go to irs.gov yourself and get your own federal tax ID number once you've incorporated. And you can also go to your state's Department of Revenue to get your state tax ID as well for free, no additional cost. My third thing on the list was I went ahead and established my primary SIC codes, S-I-C, and NAICS codes. Now, SIC stands for Standard Industrial Classification, and NAICS stands for North American Industry Classification System. And the reason why I went ahead and I established these codes is, number one, for business insurance purposes, number two, for business banking, and number three, because eventually I hope to grow the business strong enough to contend for government contracts, and these codes are necessary to know. So if you're thinking about starting a USMM business, or you've already gotten started, you should go to www.siccode.com. That's S as in Sierra, I as in Indigo, C as in Charlie, code.com. And all of the codes will be listed there. You can type in keywords. But I also have some handy for you. So if you do have a pen and paper handy, I'll go ahead and give you two SIC codes and two NAICS codes for the U.S. military maintenance business in particular. All right, so the first SIC code, SIC code, that I have is 7349, and that code is for building, cleaning, and maintenance services. Again, that code is 7349. The NAICS code I have, NAICS, is 561720, and that code is for janitorial services. Again, that NAICS code is 561720. The second set of codes, this code, 7217, is also a SIC code, SIC 7217, and that's for carpet and upholstery cleaning. And then the last NAICS code I have is 561740, and that's also for carpet and upholstery cleaning services. All right, so those codes are very important to keep handy, especially getting started with the USMM business. So number four on my list, I went ahead and set up a local business phone number, and I did that through Google Voice because Google Voice is free. Google Voice will forward to any phone that you need it to forward to. You can set up a dedicated voicemail. You can also do text messaging, download the app to your smartphone or your tablet. So you have a true business phone number without any cost in addition. And it's very important to, you know, save on those costs in the beginning. And also a local business phone number gives you stronger credibility locally. Even though a toll-free number is totally fine, I just feel my personal preference is have a local business phone number that your local clients can identify with. The next thing I did, I went out and I shopped around at different banks that offer commercial business checking accounts, and I chose one for myself and went ahead and opened up that account. And why I did this so early on is because right from the jump, I want to avoid commingling any business and personal funds so that I can protect my personal assets and also run the business professionally from a tax perspective. So I've got a few more things here on this list. The next one I did was I went ahead and met with the local Chamber of Commerce. Went and met with them to see what they can offer, what a membership entails. And I, for one, also highly recommend joining your local Chamber of Commerce, whether it's run by the county or the city that you live in and work in. This is a key to get strongly tied into the community. And also all the other business members of the chamber, 9 times out of 10, they'll be prime candidates for you to negotiate having contracts with them as well. The next thing I did, I went ahead and I set up social media business profiles. I chose four primary: LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus. And then I also went ahead and registered the business on Manta, which is M as in Matthew, A, N as in Nathan, T as in Tango, A as in Alpha, Manta. This is also for further credibility and for easy search engine searching for the business, so that if someone is unfamiliar at first when you're sending out introduction letters and trying to set up meetings, if they Google you, you've got multiple platforms that your business will pull up on. And then, of course, this is the last thing on my list, but it really was the first thing I did. Is I started off by creating a startup game plan, which detailed all of these steps that I just previously mentioned, along with a lot of other action steps that are important to do.
Wow. Well, that's absolutely excellent. People are definitely going to have a piece of paper and a pen when they listen to this conversation, because that was a heck of a lot of great information. Thanks so much, Alex. That was really wonderful. Now, you're a startup game plan expert, so that's one of your callings in life, I suppose, then must be helping other people to prepare to get their business started on the right foot. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yes. So startup game plan is something that is one of the documents and strategies that I help other startup businesses develop. And the startup game plan is essentially a playbook, just like we have in football, basketball, or any other team sport. And with it, I apply the SMART acronym because it should be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-sensitive. So with the startup game plan, I break it down into increments: first 30 days, first 60 days, first 90 days, then year one versus year two. These are all the critical milestone checkpoints that I set up in the startup game plan. And I, of course, I can draft the startup game plan on your behalf in a special package offered only to veterans and military spouses, which will include a full business plan and a pitch deck for presenting to potential clients and investors. So that's a startup game plan, a full business plan, and a PowerPoint pitch deck to pitch to your clients and investors. This is a special startup game plan package, and it only costs $500. So the business plan will include an executive summary, key personnel, new service explanation, funding request, industry overview, seasonal factors, position in the industry, target market, competition, company goals and objectives, a simple financial plan, and even an exit strategy. And then the pitch deck itself, which is a PowerPoint presentation that you can use when presenting to potential clients and investors, it will briefly but effectively tell your story, explain your services offered, highlight key personnel, demonstrate the value that you offer with your business, and that value will include safety, quality, and the ties with HirePatriots.com. And it also sets your brand promise, and it closes out by plainly and directly asking for a deal, contract, or agreement to be put in place from that moment.
Well, that's excellent. Now, when you're applying for large contracts, is this something that they want to see ever? Do they ever want to see your business plan?
Yes, they do sometimes ask to see a business plan. If they're going to be somewhat involved in helping invest or helping you bootstrap the business to be prepared to take on the amount of business if it's a large facility in the beginning. But for the most part, they just want to see the pitch deck. The business plan is more or less a living document for the owner and the leadership team that they put together to follow. And also, of course, banks and lenders will want to see the business plan, but the client would definitely want to see the pitch deck during a meeting.
Right, and so for getting loans on in a bank, they're definitely going to want to see this. And you know, as our businesses grow, like we have an individual I'm just coming to mind right now, Joe Padlo out there in Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida. His business is exploding, and it's getting so large, and he's growing at such a rate that he's gone to a bank to take loans, I believe, in order to purchase the uniforms and all the other things that he supplies that he needs in order to take over those other accounts. And so it's very important to have a very professionally written game plan because it's going to be kind of critical as your business continues to develop.
Definitely.
Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
So I know that you're involved with doing many things in business. You're quite a business expert. What other kind of services do you provide?
So under my freelance brand, Solutions by Lex, aside from the startup game plan as a whole, I also provide separate items for businesses, which include the business plan, the pitch decks, web design, and content writing. So I offer packages with everything included, and I also offer those things individually. For those that are not yet ready to invest in your own business, but you still need to find employment, I also provide career enhancement services as well. So I do NICE resumes, and that's an acronym, and I'll explain that in a second. I also do cover letters. I do all-star level LinkedIn profile, brand management plan. So with that resume, NICE stands for Need to Achieve, Intellect, Clear Communication, and Energy. Your resume should speak volumes within a brief format. It's definitely got to kick off with a strong value proposition, and it should flow smoothly from top to bottom with relevant keywords that are strategically woven throughout. An effective resume is crafted to go ahead and defeat any applicant tracking system filter. A lot of people don't know about the applicant tracking systems that basically filter their resume out, and no actual HR human being ever sees their resume because the computer kicked it out of the system. So I craft resumes to totally defeat that filter system. That way you never get stuck in that reject pile. The NICE resume displays, again, your need to achieve, your intellect, your clear communication style, and your energy, which will move recruiters and hiring staff to take immediate action on reaching out to you. A great resume generates tangible traction, so this should lead to frequent interviews and multiple offers to choose from. And my resumes are consistent in accomplishing this. So, again, this is something I offer through Solutions by Lex. And if you desire to take advantage of my career enhancement services, if you're listening, I'm offering the current listeners and veterans in general a deeply discounted bundle rate of $250. And that will include the resume. That will include me boosting your LinkedIn profile to the all-star level and also providing a cover letter and personal brand management plan.
Well, you're absolutely right. Doing a resume correctly is absolutely critical. I've held 15 job fairs on military bases, and I usually have over 100 companies attend each job fair. And after the job fair is over, I'll go around, you know, I have to clean up the place. And I'll find boxes of resumes left underneath their table. What's the reality of resume writing today is exactly what you say. It really needs to be done somewhat scientifically because resumes today are read primarily by computers. And the computer will scan the resume and it will look for the keywords that are important to that company in your resume. If your resume doesn't possess those keywords, then your resume is going to be deleted, and they'll only take a look at the resumes that pass muster through their computer. And so what you're offering is really valuable if people want to make sure that their resume is actually read by the company that they're applying for. The statistics say that of all the resumes sent to companies, only 3% of those resumes are actually read. And that's why it's important to use services as Lex is offering to make sure that you're one of the resumes that's being chosen.
Definitely.
So that's really important information. Thanks so much. And you know, you're like patriotic hearts. You know, my nonprofit, you know, we want to put veterans into business because veterans are the number one business owners in America. And certainly military training provides kind of leadership qualities and characters that they need to be successful business owners. And that's no doubt the reason why there's so many veteran successful business owners across America. But then, you know, not everyone is cut out to be a business owner. I mean, fortunately, or else we wouldn't be able to have businesses. There've got to be employees. And so for those that, you know, would prefer to go the employee route, we also help veterans to find jobs as well. And I do the same thing through Hire Patriots. I'm able to help get veterans placed. And so we can work real well together, Lex. I'm so glad you're on our team. Now, in case somebody wants to get in touch with you, what would be the contact information that they should use to reach you?
So the easiest way to get in touch with me, you can go to my main website, solutionsbylex.com. From there, you can fill out the digital contact form, and you can also access my Brave City Military Maintenance Professionals website from that link as well. That's solutionsbylex.com. You can email me directly, solutionsbylex@outlook.com. You can also reach me on the telephone. That's area code 404-532-9723. Again, that's
404-532-9723. All right. And if anyone doesn't get that or have any problems contacting Lex, then just let me know and I'll let him know that you're trying to reach out to him. So, Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. This was extremely valuable information. I'd love to be able to interview you more because that was really great information. Just one more thing, since we have a little bit of time left here. Do you have any suggestions about getting on the first page of Google? I know that when here in where I live in San Diego, I use Google AdWords, and I went to googlemap.com, and I wanted to make sure that if anyone typed in janitorial service in San Diego, that on the first page of Google, U.S. military maintenance would show up on the map. Are you familiar with using Google and getting on the first page like that?
Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty much right along the same page as you, using Google AdWords. That search engine optimization. One of the things that's important also for the search engine rankings on that first page is to anchor all your platforms with an actual dedicated URL. So, for instance, for my Brave City Military Maintenance Professionals business that's affiliated with U.S. Military Maintenance, I've got a dedicated URL, which is bravecity.co. And if you type in Brave City Military Maintenance in Google, it will literally be the first thing that pulls up. And from that, you have about two other subpages from that URL, and then there's the U.S. Military Maintenance URL on down to the social media profiles that I set up that we talked about earlier, Facebook, LinkedIn, so on and so forth. So it'll definitely help with between using Google AdWords and anchoring everything on your social media platform and your dedicated URL. That will help you get rankings on that first page of Google.
Yeah, well, and that's really great information. It really helps our businesses get started right off. Let's talk a little bit about U.S. military maintenance because we still have about 5 minutes left. Okay. When I say U.S. military maintenance, we usually start out with janitorial because it's one of the easiest accounts to get. I've never had any problem finding new accounts, and that I'm talking about 45 years of doing this. Yes, I am 65 years old, and that just goes to show that I've always been able to find accounts. And so finding those kinds of accounts is pretty easy to do. However, if someone owns U.S. military maintenance, they do not have to stick with janitorial service cleaning. In fact, they don't even need to do that at all. There's other things that people can do. And Lex, were you investigating doing construction cleanup? Is that right?
Absolutely. I definitely. Because I'm just beginning in this lane as well, I'm going to heavily focus on the cleaning. but I do have plans on expanding into post-construction cleanup, as well as facilities maintenance, and a few other endeavors that I'm looking into as well.
Yeah, we have some guys that are doing power pressure washing, painting, just doing a variety of different things. Some people actually are expanding into having a security business, because every business, every office that they clean, large building that they clean, have to have a security company go around there with a patrol car and check several times a night to see if the place is being, you know, safely secured. And so there's just so many different areas that you can move into with U.S. military maintenance. The game plan and the business plan and the marketing plan that we've created for you can really be applicable to any kind of business in which you would like to move in that direction. There's HVAC that some of you, you know, have experience in doing. There's plumbing and electrical repairs. There's a variety of different areas that you can take this business if you choose to do so. We just find that doing janitorial cleaning, we're able to hire more veterans in going into that area, and those accounts are just much easier to find. Once you get your toe in the door and you've established yourself with a business as a reliable professional business, and you come in as the janitorial business, then you're able to come back later with the recommendations of the very company that you're working for, and to let them know that you can also handle these other areas. And if you don't have the expertise yourself to do those, it gives you an opportunity to subcontract another veteran-owned business to do that for you, and to perhaps to take 15% off the top as the prime contract. And so there's just a variety of different things. Another thing that, Lexa, we were talking about earlier, maybe you want to elaborate on, we have a couple more minutes, is getting government contracts. Can you say something about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Alfonso Simmons, I believe that was a guest you had on recently, you know, he gave a lot of great information on that, and I actually took a lot of notes from him. I was already doing some of the things that he mentioned, but really briefly, those the SIC and NAICS codes that I mentioned earlier, the Standard Industrial Classification and North American Industry Classification System codes, those are very, very vital to eventually getting government contracts. Also registering for the SAM database, which I believe is the I actually got a note here. Let me pull it up. So bottom line, for government contracts, it's going to take a little bit of time. I know Alfonso mentioned it, probably about 2 years, but the smartest way to get in as soon as possible on the government contract side is to find a prime contractor and become a subcontractor so that you can learn the ins and outs of dealing with government contracts. And build revenue into your business on that side as well while you prepare for bidding for government contracts yourself as a prime contractor.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it wasn't you. It must have been Alfonso that had a $1 million contract, I believe, in janitorial services. Was that you or was that Alfonso?
That was definitely Alfonso on that end.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show $1 million janitorial contract through the government. I mean, how nice. And so there's really the sky is the limit with U.S. military maintenance. You can make this business as large as you like, employ as many people as you like. The goal that we've set for our U.S. military maintenance members is really a five-year goal of reaching $3 million a year. And that's very acceptable, and we're certainly capable of doing that with people that want to work to build their business to that size. Well, thank you so much, Alex, for being on this phone call, and God bless you all. This is Mark Baird with Patriotic Hearts, a 501c3 nonprofit and Higher Patriot. We have begun the program U.S. Military Maintenance to help veterans go into business and be successful and to employ other veterans. God bless you all, and God bless America. And with that, we will end this episode. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Goodbye.